Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft are building up in fish found in the Great Lakes region. We'll find out why that's happening and some potential risks. First, Governor Walker signed a $3 billion incentive package for Foxconn Technology Group to build a plant in southeastern Wisconsin. He signed that yesterday. The hope from the governor is that the plant could be an economic boon with the potential to add 13,000 more jobs in the state. But there are still political arguments over the package and whether or not it'll be as lucrative as it's hoped. The plan does seem to have some strong support from the state's business community. The support is not just in the area in southeastern Wisconsin where the plant could be built. It's around the state. Tom Dakin joins us now to talk about support for Foxconn around Wisconsin. He's a business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks, Rob.
Well, what are you seeing when you look at businesses and business groups around the state? What are they saying about Foxconn?
Well, I suppose it's pretty intuitive that most of them would support it. I mean, if you own a business, let's say in Wausau, for example, a company like Greenheck Fan Corporation, well, they make fans ventilation systems for large buildings. So naturally, they'd love to be able to sell some of that product for Foxconn's manufacturing facility, assuming that does get built in Mount Pleasant near Racine, as we expect it to be done. Similarly, I think you have other companies like, for example, in Janesville, where the head of Forward Janesville, which is essentially their Chamber of Commerce, their economic development agency, said they have employers there, businesses there that would like to be in the supply chain for Foxconn, which will need different vendors, not just to build the company, but to supply those operations once they're up and running.
And as you see surveys from groups like Forward Janesville, and I think you wrote about the La Crosse Chamber of Commerce and others, are they thinking this is going to be a huge windfall for us in our community, or, well, maybe we'll get a little spillover effect by supplying this big thing in the Racine area?
Yeah, I guess it depends where you're located. In the case of Janesville, I mean, Janesville is really roughly an hour's drive from where we think the plant's going to be built. We believe that's going to be just east of Interstate 94 in Mount Pleasant. I think if you have a company in Janesville that supplies components or parts or services to manufacturers, I think the chances of them getting a piece of the action are a lot better than if you're located, say, in La Crosse, which is, you know, clear, obviously, on the other side of the state. But, you know, that's not to say that people, business operators in La Crosse don't generally support it. They do. I mean, it would make sense. It ties in hand with a kind of a general belief what the rising tide raises all boats, as they say.
And did you hear any dissenting voices as you talked to people in the business community, people who weren't so on board, maybe not with Foxconn itself, but with the incentive package?
Right. I mean, well, Kevin Conroy is probably the best example. He's president and CEO of Madison-based Exact Sciences Corp., and Mr. Conroy wrote an opinion piece for the Journal Sentinel that we published about a week or two ago, where he said the deal's too expensive and it'll waste resources that could otherwise be used for, well, the basic things state government should be doing, roads, schools, healthcare, you name it. And I think a lot of that criticism, it's not just the amount of money, although the amount of money obviously is quite large, $2.85 billion with a B in direct payments to Foxconn. It's the time over which you get that money back. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau's report said essentially 25 years. That's a long time. That's a long time. And I think the business executives and owners who are opposed to this, they would look at their own experience and say, would I invest money in something that isn't going to truly pay back until 25 years down the road? I think the answer would obviously be no, they wouldn't. Particularly in an area where the technology can change relatively quickly. I guess in defense, you could point out that, well, the state tax credits, they don't get paid until jobs are created. But it is a criticism that's out there, that length of payback.
Talking to Tom Dakin, business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the Foxconn deal, an incentive package signed off on by Governor Walker just yesterday, negotiations about to start. He's been looking at reaction around the state, especially in the business community. Tom, how about in your own backyard? You're in Milwaukee there, just up the street, so to speak, from where this thing could get built. What's the reaction been in the Milwaukee area?
Well, publicly, I would say nary a negative voice is heard, and some of that is, I think, well, some of it's a sincere belief that this is a good investment for southeastern Wisconsin. I would say some of it is probably predicated on the belief that Foxconn might do additional investments, and people don't want to obviously be seen publicly criticizing something that they want to get a piece of. You know, there's been talk of maybe Foxconn will do an office building in Milwaukee. I don't know if that's going to happen, truthfully, but there are developers out there who are making their pitches. As a matter of fact, at yesterday's signing event, who would show up other than Peter Fagan, president of the Milwaukee Bucks? And part of the reason Peter was there, and I talked to him briefly afterwards, is you may know, your listeners may know, that the Milwaukee Bucks, in addition to building the new arena right now and the parking structure, they own additional land in downtown Milwaukee, the old Park East Strip. Some of it has already been developed for their new practice facility and a new Frater Medical College of Wisconsin Health Clinic, but there's some additional land that has yet to be developed, and I think the Bucks would like to maybe try and do an office building there, and, well, who better to anchor that than Foxconn? At least that's the pitch being made. Nothing definitive yet, obviously, but it's just an example of something that might happen.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about local communities hoping that Foxconn would kind of bring secondary business to their area. They might supply Foxconn, but there's been talk not just in Milwaukee. Madison came up at some point. Other communities hoping to get not the main deal, not the big show that the Racine area is getting, but secondary Foxconn facilities. Are a lot of communities starting to try to get their names into the mix there?
You know, honestly, other than Milwaukee and Madison, I don't know of any others. And frankly, as a journalist, I guess my feeling is, let's see what happens first with the one we know or we think is going to happen, and that's going to be the one that eventually is going to pop probably in the next week or two. I think we'll finally get a specific definitive proposal for a site in, like I said, in Mount Pleasant.
Now, you write a lot about development in the Milwaukee area in particular. Is there any sense that all this attention to Foxconn, deserved attention, it's a big deal, but that it's taking the air out of the room, overshadowing a lot of other stuff that might be going on?
No, I wouldn't make that statement. I mean, I write about plenty of other projects, and they seem to get those stories seem to be well read based on the numbers we see in which we can measure readership interest. So, yes, a lot of energy is being expended on Foxconn. A lot of news media attention justified is being centered on Foxconn, but we're covering a lot of other things as well.
Well, I want to go to the cliche, the devil is in the details, Tom. What kind of details are you watching for when it comes to Foxconn as you start to look at what the economic impact might be?
Well, I'd say two things. The state legislation has been signed, but there still has to be the development of, or I should say the negotiation of what effectively is a development agreement, a contract between the company and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp. That'll probably provide more details on how the money gets distributed and the benchmarks for providing that. In addition to that, once again, we think Mount Pleasant is where this is going, Mount Pleasant slash Sturdivant, a village that's on the border of Mount Pleasant, there will be I'm sure, a proposal for a tax incremental financing district to help pay for the, at the very least, the public infrastructure that will be needed to supply the Foxconn complex. And infrastructure is a long, boring word that means roads, sewers, and water mains, right? And that'll have to have a lot of details spelled out as to how much money will be spent and when those communities can expect that money to be repaid through the TIF district.
We'll leave it there for now. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you very much, Rob.
We've been talking to Tom Dakin, business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the Foxconn deal and the reaction, the support in many cases from businesses around Wisconsin. Coming up, a new study finds that the antidepressants people take are building up in the brains of fish found in the Great Lakes system. We'll learn about the potential risks to the environment. Stay with us here on Central Time.